Inviting All to Come Unto Christ by Kimberly Richter. A young man in Washington made a plan that changed lives. Marcus V, a priest from Washington, USA, is a busy young man. He's student body president and football team captain, and he participates in other sports, academic pursuits, and interests such as the drums and drama. But despite his busy schedule, he is an active member of his priest quorum, and he makes time to do his duty to God. A duty to God plan. In March 2011, Marcus made a plan in his Fulfilling My Duty to God booklet that read simply, "Invite a friend to youth conference." On the day before youth conference, though he'd thought about the plan often, he hadn't invited anyone yet. At lunch, he casually asked if anyone wanted to come to youth conference. To his surprise, one friend did. This friend, Jesse, came to what turned out to be a great youth conference. The testimony meeting was extremely powerful, says Marcus, and people Jesse knew from school were standing up and sharing their feelings about the gospel. At the end of the conference, Jesse asked for a Book of Mormon. Marcus gave him a copy, and Jesse started reading right away. "Jesse ran track with me," says Marcus. "We go running together and talk about the Book of Mormon and what he'd read." When Marcus invited Jesse to church, he accepted. He started coming to church in Mutual and meeting with the missionaries. Another friend. One day Jesse was reading the Book of Mormon at school, and the boy next to him, his friend Kelly, asked him what he was reading. After a conversation about the Book of Mormon, Jesse invited Kelly to Mutual that night. Before Mutual, the missionaries talked with Kelly. They asked him if he wanted to come sit in on a discussion with Jesse. "The discussion contradicted everything I'd ever been told about the church," Kelly says. "I had a bunch of misconceptions about the church. It started to change my point of view." Kelly and Jesse both continued to meet with the missionaries, and Marcus was there as much as possible. "It was a really happy time for me," Marcus explains. "I felt that when I was at school, I could always do the right thing, because I was not only responsible for myself, but I was also responsible for these friends I was helping come to the gospel." Kelly, says Marcus, supported him through it all. "He answered all my questions, and he was a really good friend. He encouraged me to keep going, but he didn't push." A baptism. Just a few weeks after his first missionary discussion, Kelly committed to baptism and asked Marcus to baptize him. Marcus relates the baptism to Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 15, which says, "If it so be that you should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people, and bring, save it be one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father." "I felt that joy," he says. "It was indescribable, so full of light and happiness." Kelly knows that the gospel has changed his life. "I make positive choices now," he says. "I have good friends. I feel better knowing the truth and that God is real. I'm excited for the future now." Your duty to God. Marcus invites young men to make duty to God a priority. It's really a booklet to make young men in the missionaries. Value it. Ask your friends about it. Talk about it. Be thinking about it all the time. Just as Marcus's plan made a difference for Kelly and for Jesse, who continues to study the gospel, your plans and duty to God can change lives. But it's not just about making plans. It's about carrying out your plans, living the gospel, and doing your duty to God. It's not enough to focus on making sure that you're not doing the wrong things, Marcus says. You have to focus on doing good things, on being actively engaged in a good cause. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 27. You have to focus on the light, and then the dark will have no influence over you. More on duty to God. See a video with Marcus and Kelly online at lds.org/go/02b. You can share the gospel. All of us can share the gospel. Here are some simple ways. Invite a friend to church or Mutual. Keep a Book of Mormon with you to give to others. You can write your testimony in the front and mark some favorite verses. Talk openly about your beliefs and standards and why they're important to you. Invite someone to meet with the missionaries. Consistently Live the Standards in For the Strength of Youth booklet. Sidebar. You can make a difference. My brethren, let us all determine to honor the priesthood we bear through the service we render, the lives we bless, and the souls we are privileged to help save. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, and you can make a difference. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. President Thomas S. Monson, Examples of Righteousness, Ensign, May 2008, page 68. End of the article, Inviting All to Come Unto Christ, by Kimberly Richter.